What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big, big moves coming to the Bay Area. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. A blockbuster baseball trade yesterday afternoon, and a happy Father's Day to everyone celebrating yesterday. The Red Sox trade Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants, Pearl. To me, this screams Red Sox mistake.
Okay.
Rafael Devers, despite all the bickering about whether he was going to play third base and then DH and then play first base, it clearly was an issue. But the fact that it raises itself to the level of we have to trade you across the country into a different league, to me shows the Red Sox are not keeping the main thing the main thing. You have, despite all that distraction, a guy who's continued to hit, someone you do want to build around or you did 2 short years ago. Now all of a sudden he's got to be on the first plane out of town a month and a half before the trade deadline because the situation got so out of control. That to me is on the Red Sox. You had a guy who's one of the top 10 hitters in baseball and you're letting him leave in a move I think they are going to regret.
Well, it's funny. I kind of agree with the take that the Red Sox never wanted to pay him in the first place. They were just so beaten down by the fallout from the Mookie Betts deal that they didn't pay Mookie Betts, let him go to the Dodgers. I think the Red Sox reluctantly signed Rafael Devers to this massive deal. And I know, listen, they have no excuse to cheap out, but to get rid of a deal that lasts through 2033 and pays $250 million, I think there's some relief in Boston, not just because they don't want to pay out the cash and use it for soccer, which a lot of people are saying. I just think I think the contract with Devers, I know what it's like to have those big contracts on your books as a team. It feels stifling to me. And I think this deal will not really pay out for the Giants. I think it'll be short term, it'll be great. But I think over the course of it, we're going to look back and they're probably going to try and get rid of Devers themselves in a few years.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Not all these long-term deals are created equal. Yeah, there's terrible ones. If you want to point to the Anthony Rendones and if you want to look at what happened with Albert Pujols after he left St. Louis. But you look at your own backyard. You think Bryce Harper's a bad deal? It's not.
Yeah, but I don't know why. But for some reason, and listen, I'm not so in that everyone seems to think this Devers deal is particularly bad.
Well, maybe that's because there's people who are, you know, drinking a little of the Red Sox Kool-Aid here, because I think that the Red Sox don't deserve our pity and they don't deserve, like, you know, hey, great job. No one had a gun to your head to give him the contract. And whether it was a reaction to Mookie Betts getting traded, well, that's also your fault. Because the Red Sox are not a poor organization. You know, it is a huge market. These owners are rich beyond belief, okay? this is the thing about baseball. There is no salary cap. You can spend and then you can continue to spend. Nothing is telling you you can't. If they wanted to pony up for Xander Bogaerts, they could have. If they wanted to pony up for Betts, they could have. If they wanted to keep Chris Sale, they could have. They can do all these things. This is not the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is not the Oakland A's. This is not a penny-pinching organization, yet they're acting like one now. And so to me, it's alarming. And you didn't get closer to a World Series. You got further away with the Devers move. On the flip side, I applaud San Francisco. It's hard for them to sign sluggers in free agency because the ballpark is cavernous. Pitching, no problem. And they have it in spades. But getting sluggers to go there is tough. Devers is, again, one of the best hitters in baseball right now. Are his numbers going to tick down a little bit? Probably, except the protection that he gives other guys in the lineup. Everyone's going to see better pitches because of Rafael Devers. So ultimately, it's a net gain. Kudos to Buster Posey in the front office for doing this.
Yeah, but even if they keep Devers, it doesn't feel like the Red Sox are on the right trajectory. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. They've clearly, whatever the championship juice was a few years ago, it's not there.
Yeah.
I think it's because the
they
second
keep letting good players walk out the door. That's
right.
Why.
But I feel like they have, if they're going to commit, then it wasn't going to be around dead. Like Devers wasn't going to lead the turnaround, in
why
my
not?
Opinion. Because he's his numbers are good. You're right. They're very good. He's 28. I just don't think that he was anything like Betts.
See, I think egos got involved here, clearly, right? I think egos got involved on both sides. I think that, you know, Devers thinking, listen, you just gave me the biggest contract in the history of the storied Red Sox organization. I probably have a little agency here, right? So you're going to move my position and you're going to have me DH. Okay, I'll do that. Now you want to play first because our first baseman just got hurt. You know, some guys are different. Some guys will say, I'll do whatever, I'll play whether. Others are super creatures of habit and change can come a little bit harder. I think the Red Sox underestimating or not understanding their own guy is not Devers' fault. You know, the Tiger went Tiger and now you're shocked by it.
Yeah, but I think they wanted off this deal regardless. Like, I think they're like, I don't think it's like, oh man, we should have messed with Rafael Devers. They're like, oh, Devers is giving us a way to get out of this. Did you get that vibe? Like, I keep reading, like, they did this deal, but it didn't seem like they were ever thrilled about it. It wasn't like they held a parade down Quincy Street or whatever. I'm making up a street name. I think there was a Quincy Street, right?
No, you're thinking of Faneuil Hall, something like that?
Yeah, Boston. Quincy Market.
Quincy Market, yeah.
Right. So I just don't sense that there was a lot of, regardless of the position change, I don't think there was a lot of good vibes around where this team was going.
But that's not just because of Devers.
Right, I know, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't a good deal in a vacuum to get rid of this contract.
Okay, well, I ask you this then. If you think it was just about the money, do you think if Devers had said, oh, of course, I'll play first base, I'll play wherever, do you think he's still a Red Sox?
Oh, my God. If he was getting paid $10 million a year and he caused all this hubbub, there's not a chance in whatever that they're trading him. Of course it's about the money.
Okay, so you don't think that if he had just been more accepting of moving his position around and not created any kind of drama, you think he still would have been traded in the middle of the afternoon on June 15th?
I don't think they could have traded him June 15th without a fan revolt, but I think that they were looking for a way out of this. Mm. Yeah, my sense is it's like when you're in a relationship and you kind of secretly want out, but you don't have a good reason to break up with the person. I think they were I sense that they were looking for a way to get out of this.
Interesting. This all took me by surprise. The very beginning with the drama, I mean, not that the Red Sox wanting Bregman to play third, that makes sense. He's a better third baseman. But the fact that it escalated, I was surprised at all of it. And I'm most surprised by the ending. But
I was surprised
for the Giants.
I was shocked that this is an organization that would pay Rafael Devers and not Mookie Betts. That didn't seem right.
Well, again, that's not Devers' problem, you know?
Right, but it's certainly the Red Sox problem.
Yeah, so I don't trust them. And I think this is just another mistake that they're making on top of it. I love the story that John Henry, who's the billionaire kind of owner, they're owned by a conglomerate, but he's kind of the front man. The governor, I think they call it. But he was, you know, apparently very disturbed that he flew from Boston to Kansas City to meet with Devers, and Devers was like received him in a lukewarm kind of way. And I just cringe at the idea that a billionaire feels so put out that they have to get on a flight from Boston to Kansas City to deal with their star player. Like, hey, you own a sports team. This is part of owning a sports team. You've got to deal with conflicts. Or, by the way, don't get on the plane. Let your general manager handle it. Let Alex Cora, the manager, handle it. but he was so put off by that. It's like now he's got to go. That to me is ego and stupid stuff that has nothing to do with winning.
That's so weird. You usually love these billionaire owners so much.
I know. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Perloff clearly in jest, not a big fan of the billionaire owners. Meanwhile, let's get to the Bay Area, who receives Rafael Devers in this trade. But that's not all that's going on with the Bay today. Today is the Maggie and Perloff Mount Olympus, the four sports gods. Today we tackle the Bay Area.
All right. I went with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Steph Curry, controversially, Barry Bonds. It was sort of a protest vote. The Hall won't do it, but I'll put him on my Mount Olympus. Also, too, Maggie, you know, when you're out of the Bay Area, the way they talk about Barry Bonds, just different.
I also have the same three as you with Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, and Steph. I think those are unassailable. And I put Willie Mays over Barry Bonds. I thought Bonds, I get it, Bay Area, he's your guy, but he brought shame on baseball along with others in the steroid era.
Shame.
Shame. People throwing syringes on the field.
He brought shame on baseball feels like way too strong a comment because there were so many of them.
Well, yes, and we could have done, if you want to go Oakland A's, why not the Bash Brothers, right? Why not McGuire and Canseco, who were such huge phenoms?
Right, but they weren't as big as Barry in San Francisco.
I'll grant you that.
And McGuire was a phenom, too, in St. Louis. A lot. You know what the debate that we're running into a lot is? What happens with a guy who did it in multiple cities? Like we talked about Reggie Jackson earlier. That waters you down a little bit. If you have, I think if you go wire to wire in the same city, like Steph Curry has done so far, that gives you a notch up.
For all these cities, really.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, all the cities. Yeah. I think if you, what happens is if you have a great player whose time was split, that kind of is, but it's hard to, you got to pick some weird criteria to keep. Look at the people we're keeping off this list.
I know. Well, and Al Davis as a contributor, right? As a coach, owner, Scion, like everything, but he did move the team. Now, I don't know how much people in the Bay Area hold that against him. They seem to very much hold it against the A's owner.
No, there, I remember because I followed a lot of that. There's a lot of, he has a lot of enemies in the Bay Area. That was not ideal what happened.
Right. So as much as he had influence and is a godlike figure, the fact that some of it is so tinged with the negative, right, of moving the team and the stadium being a mess and all of that, how much does it cloud
things? We'll see it all in the movie coming out, I think, next year with Nick Cage as John Madden and Christian Bale as Al Davis. That's going to be incredible.
I can't wait. I think the costumes, what we've seen with the photos that have leaked out, these guys look spitting image.
Well, I disagree. I think Christian Bale looks exactly like Al Davis, and Nick Cage looks exactly like Nick Cage in a wig.
Not John Madden.
But there are angles where he does look like Madden, but the publicity shot they sent out, I'm like, oh, that's Nicolas Cage. I had no idea it was Christian Bale. I wouldn't have known. He did the hair. It was like sort of a late 60s, early 70s Al Davis hair, which was fantastic. By the way, I think the baseball is getting shortchanged here, not the football. I mean, we keep on, there are so many great baseball players from Oakland and San Francisco, too.
By the way, can I propose a Maggie and Perloff show idea?
Please.
On the air, love an on-air production meeting. What do you got?
I think the group, we should all see this movie as a group.
As a group.
Oh, I love it.
Are we watching Moneyball?
Can we go, is there like a 10:30 in the morning movie?
Right, this is definitely straight to streaming.
Streaming? We should watch it. That's better. We could watch it as a virtual. Do a watch-along.
A watch-along party?
Yeah.
Wait, what are we
doing? No, this has got to go into the theaters.
I think this is a like a motion picture or
whatever they call it. Nicolas Cage and Christian Bale aren't going straight to streaming anymore.
Straight to streaming. You could be a big movie and go straight to streaming now.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The pandemic really changed.
Amazon MGM Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, it might go into theaters, but people are going to watch it on Amazon.
I think we should watch this as a group project. It'd be fun.
I love it.
Manny will not know anything that's going on because it's not before 2000.
Damn right.
I watched a documentary that was great.
The Raiders in Oakland?
Do you guys see the 30 for 30?
No, what's the new one?
I love that one.
It was Al Davis versus the NFL.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about a recent one. No.
Yeah.
I've seen the old one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. How they basically use AI, right, to use their voices to talk about how...
Yeah, like, they had these actors play both Roselle and...
And Davis.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Do we know who's directing this John Madden
I do.
Thing?
It's It's the guy from Silver Lining Playbook.
Oh, David O. Russell?
Yeah. He's great. I don't know what your problem with that guy is.
Not sound like a approval sound out of you, Maggie.
I didn't like American Hustle. Dominic is in San Francisco. Dom, who is on your Mount Olympus of the Bay Area?
My Mount Olympus for the Bay Area. Funny you should ask. I had a talk with the producer, and I know this is all in good fun. There's no cash prizes. There's no right or wrong. It is the San Francisco Bay Area. I'd appreciate a little attitude as a diehard native San Franciscan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
San Francisco, I've got Willie Mays, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, and Barry Bonds. And for the latitude granted to me, I have a Bay Area list as well.
Okay, go.
I've got Catfish Hunter, Ricky Henderson, Ken Stabler, and Steph Curry.
Ooh. By the way, what about Eck? What about Raleigh Fingers? What about some of the other great baseball? Juan Marichal or whatever?
They were all really good as well. I didn't want to get too greedy, and I held it to four for San Francisco.
Why Catfish and Hunter is four, basically what I'm at. Why Catfish and not some of those other great players?
Catfish Hunter, I watched the 72, 73, 74 Oakland A's. That was the best baseball team of all time.
You know, Dom, here's my one issue, and thank you for the call, and this was right in your wheelhouse, and thank you to everyone who's called from the Bay Area to talk about our four sports gods of the Bay Area. The Bonds thing, even now, like after all that, the steroids, like you have all these other baseball players to choose from. I understand the Bonds is the home run king. Aaron Judge doesn't even think he is, whatever you make of that. A guy who's from the Bay Area, who grew up in that area, recognizes Hank Aaron as the home run king.
Aaron Judge.
You know what I'm saying? Pearl, I think he's a guy who, yeah, it's still so controversial. I get he's your guy, but you have other people who you could put on here who you don't have to defend.
I don't think they care about that, Maggie. I think they love Barry Bonds. Like, he's their guy. And in some ways, I think the fact he's controversial almost makes him more their guy, because no one else will claim him. Like, to me, doesn't that make him even more Bay Area than anything else? Like, if all the rest of America looks at him kind of sideways and they're the ones who say he's our hero, then, you know, he's a hero maybe they don't need, but the one they deserve.
So we're going to do Cincinnati and put Pete Rose. We're going to do Chicago and put Shoeless Joe Jackson on there. I mean, is it just the Hall of Infamy?
Pete Rose is definitely, in my opinion, on Cincy. I can't talk about Shoeless Joe Jackson. I don't know about that. But Pete Rose, yeah, definitely.
I gave Joe DiMaggio a shower.
By the way, if stupid Kirk Gibson didn't hit that homer, Eck would have had a great case.
Stupid Kirk
or
Gibson.
Or if, you know, how about all those home runs they gave up? I mean, Barry Bonds would have a World Series ring, too, if it wasn't for like, the bullpen blew up against the Angels.
Well, there was a rally monkey involved. You know you can't get past that.
And you couldn't, if you were 9 feet of the plate at that time, against, that was Vlad, right? Oh, my God. He was on fire that time. Wasn't that Garrett Wilson and Vlad?
That was Troy Glaus. Troy Glaus was going crazy in that series. I don't know if Vlad was there.
Garrett Anderson.
Vlad was on that Angels team. Was he?
These are names that I haven't thought of in years.
That was, was that 04?
Are you going to bring Sean Figgins into the conversation now? You're going to throw Sean Figgins
03.
In here?
He's a Red Sox for 04.
He wasn't there yet. He came the next year.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476.
Jim Edmonds on that team?
The four sports gods of the Bay Area. That's what's on tap for you today. We have the M&P 500 next. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down after a big weekend? Don't move.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, back on Maggie and Perloff Show. Every week we do the M&P 500, summing up a very, very busy sports weekend. Stock up, stock down. All right, Maggie, get us started.
Okay, well, my stock up is going to go to not just Caitlin Clark, but also a little bit to myself. Caitlin Clark returned from injury, 32 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. She accounted for 54 of Indiana's points through her scoring and her passing, where they beat EJ's New York Liberty, who had been undefeated this year, and they waxed them 102-88. Caitlin is back, and partially my stock also up because I was not here to defend it at the time, but Caitlin Clark already a sports goddess in Indianapolis.
So wait, let me just make this. Maggie Gray is saying Maggie Gray's stock is up.
Well, Caitlin's first, mine a little. I get a little glow here because I said she's already a sports goddess in the city of Indianapolis, along with the likes of Reggie Miller and Larry Bird and all the other luminaries. And I know EJ had to defend that for me while I was away on some personal business.
I did.
Appreciate you stepping up.
How many games, if you had to guess, how many games do you think Caitlin Clark has played in Indianapolis?
It doesn't matter. We're talking about influence. We're talking about godlike qualities.
62.
Caitlin Clark has it all already. But the Peyton Mannings of the world. So I stock up Caitlin. Well, stock up your girl, Max.
Oh, yeah.
Over to you, Pearl.
Is that like when you declared your own drought busters the take of the year? That no one else is calling the take of the year, but you're calling the take of the year? Which, by the way, we're going to get t-shirts. I don't care if it happens or not. I think the Oilers are coming back to make this take work.
Yes.
She's played 45 games in Indianapolis, and obviously, I don't think she played a play. Oh, she did make the playoffs last year. Anyway, okay, my stock up is going to be Mark Daigneault, the Thunder coach. So have you noticed something that I think a lot of coaches have been exposed in this place postseason? Joe Mazzulla did nothing for Boston to adjust. Kenny Atkinson got completely outcoached by Rick Carlisle. Mark Daigneault looked like he was getting his lunch handed to him by Rick Carlisle again. And then Daigneault made two adjustments in game four. Basically, stopped having SGA bring the ball up, saved some energy because he was running out of steam in the fourth quarter. And he had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander set picks for Jalen Williams, which caused a switch, which freed him up and won the game. Mark Daigneault, actually, I was worried about him. I think he's a good coach, and that's why now the Thunder have three games left. Two are at home, and I think are, again, a strong favorite because their coach save their bacon in a major way this weekend. He's my stock up.
I agree with you. I don't know if Shea's stock has risen to the level yet of Daigneault, but there's still a chance.
Well, Shea is Apple, though. His stock is very high. Mark Daigneault was sort of a mid-level stock. Shea, that's a problem with Shea. Shea's stock is so high, you know, he's a blue chipper. Can he deliver that level? That remains to be seen.
I got stock up here for Gerrit Cole. He's injured. How is the stock up for the Yankees? Well, that's because Rafael Devers is no longer in his division. And Rafael Devers was amazing against Gerrit Cole. .350, .435, .975 with 8 home runs and 46 plate appearances against Cole. That is unbelievable. And now Devers is gone. He was traded from Boston to San Francisco. And even though Gerrit Cole is on the injured list right now, he breathes a sigh of relief. I don't have to see Rafael Devers anymore. Stock up, Gerrit Cole.
Okay, I will do a stock down / movie review.
Ooh,
who's ready? So this movie came out, not a lot of fanfare. Robert De Niro plays two mobsters in the same movie. It's called Alto Nights. It came in the theaters in March, I believe. He plays Vito Genovese and he plays Frank Costello, two of the most famous mobsters of all time. And I will watch any mafia movie, like most people. They're the greatest movies ever. This is the end of the genre because it was so bad.
Oh, no.
I watched it on Prime or something. It was, you can't go wrong. Robert De Niro playing a Godfather type gangster, you would think would be good. Now, a lot of people didn't like The Irishman. I kind of like The Irishman. This was the death knell. The genre has been explored too much. It felt so flat. Everything in there felt like a trope. You've seen it a million times before. De Niro is playing almost a caricature of himself. It was really bad. And there was definitely some de-aging, and like the script fell apart. De Niro seemed to lose interest halfway through.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like you probably never even heard of it, right?
I was going to ask you, what's the name of this movie?
Alto Nights. It's the name of a social club in downtown New York. And I actually thought of EJ, who has one blind spot. You've never watched any of the mobster movies.
Pretty much, yeah.
So then later on, because it was so bad, I was flipping around during the golf rain delay, and Goodfellas was on one of the TNT TBS channels. Watch that. Got back to normal.
Restored
that is
your
great.
Faith in mob movies.
A palate cleanser.
Yeah. Yes, I got. But Alto Nights was terrible.
Put in the freezer somehow. Palate cleanser.
EJ, if you're going to start your mobster movie journey, do not do Alto Nights.
All right, taking notes. Got it. No Alto Nights.
You might do The Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or The Godfather 2. Not Godfather 3.
Wow. Well done. I'll go stock down. The love life of the guy driving the Fox 11 helicopter.
Oh.
Don't know his name. He was on a live stream when they were doing some of the overhead, some of the protest things that were happening over the weekend, but he got really into his personal life. Manny, I'll take cut 8 first. He was asked on the live stream, what's up with his personal life? Like, is he still married?
Hey. The answer is yes. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about my... I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody that doesn't even know what he's talking about in a relationship.
Yes, this is the Fox News 11 chopper in L.A.
Just to clarify, that was on air?
Yeah, it was on a live stream. There's more. More from the chopper while they're looking out for protests. He says, just at this point of his life, guys, he just doesn't want to be tied down.
I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. You know, trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment.
Manny, your thoughts. Let's get that guy some whiskey.
Not while he's driving the chopper.
No. Wait until you land, please, bro.
I just love the beginning of that first cut, Manny. Like when you ask somebody if you're married, and this is the response. Yeah.
So he's
no, you're not.
he's on a live stream in between the live hits on the actual news above the protests.
So this is like something that is so unique, I think, to Los Angeles because there's so many car chases and cop, you know, car chases the helicopter guys become like celebrities. So he's got like a following and a personality. So he's doing the live stream and they're asking if he's still married. He's like, are you married? When you need 5 seconds of groaning.
Ah.
I'm legally married.
It sounds like he was about doing Chris Berman, the Raiders.
Sounds like he's in pain.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about his wife. Anyway, stock down for the Fox 11 news chopper guy.
What cologne does he wear?
Bro, what else you got?
Can I just do one more? This is a combo, sock up, sock down. Do you guys know Grant Holmes, the Braves pitcher? He threw 15 strikeouts yesterday.
Yeah.
Amazing. He looks like Kenny Powers, is the coolest guy. And I'm also, I give stock up to ESPN Sports Center, who showed all the strikeouts. They're like, this is amazing. Stock down is going to be the Braves. Does anyone know the final score of the game in which he threw 15 strikeouts? He threw 15 strikeouts and he lost 10-1. How is that possible? Yeah, he struck out.
How many hits did he give up?
I don't, they lost to the Rockies too.
What?
10-1. No, the Braves stick now. Remember I kept saying, like, do not count out the Braves? The Braves are awful. This guy threw 15 strikeouts. I lost 10-1. Kind of a historic combination. But he's super cool. This mullet is all time. If you don't know who, I actually didn't know much about him. 3-6, Grant Holmes. Stock up and stock down.
He only gave up 2 hits and 2 earned runs. So
yeah,
it was the bullpen that really did him in.
He got 19 outs, 15 by strikeout.
Oh my goodness.
And they
lost. What's the last time the Rockies scored 10 runs in a game?
2005.
Yeah.
Todd Helton was still playing.
I was going to say, it was Troy Tulowitzki on the team.
Ooh, Todd Helton. That's an interesting Mount Olympus possibility.
One of my all-time favorites.
Fair. Final stock up. Manny, can we hear the end of the golf, please? Yesterday, JJ Spahn, insane birdie putt to win his first ever major. NBC all over it. Great Father's Day story, guys. Up in the middle of the night because his daughter's puking, has to get her drugs from the drugstore, and then he goes out and wins his first ever major. He was thinking about it, quitting the sport entirely just a year ago. Yep. Love it.
I love it. I actually gave a shout out on social media to Wrestling EJ. You would have been really impressed because I tweeted, if I told you Burns, Spahn, McIntyre, and one other guy are contented for championship, would you know what sport I was talking about? Everyone's like, oh, golfers know. And they said, there's no other famous people with those names in any other sports. And I said, well, what about McIntyre? Because I knew
McIntyre.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre, the wrestler.
Scottish Warrior.
The Scottish Warrior.
Yeah, it's definitely his real name.
I think it is his
actually,
real name.
That might be
Why would that not
name?
Be his real name? It's not like his
name. No, I think his first name is Drew.
Wait, is it real name? Last name, is it McIntyre? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute. This wrestling thing? Guys change their names?
Wait, is Rey Mysterio's real name? Why would you name
it? Did that change your name?
Manny's, the back of his brain just blew off.
It's not The Undertaker?
He's Drew Galloway.
Why would you change it from Galloway to McIntyre? What's the difference?
Take it up with Vince McMahon. He always does his weird stuff.
Yeah, it's like changing your name from like Smith to Jones. I don't understand.
Gallo's a moron. He's trying to find... I love that drop. He's trying to find, I think, the most Scottish name possible. And I guess he landed on McIntyre being more Scottish than Galloway.
Gallo's a moron.
How many guys actually wrestle under their real name these days?
John Cena.
Is that his real name?
He is one.
You know what? The guys who get beat up, like the tomato cans, they use their real names, right? Or
sometimes,
Or does Vince make them pick a boring name?
Yeah, honestly, most of the guys now and gals, most of them aren't wrestling under their real names. I mean, Logan Paul does, obviously.
Who?
He's Logan Paul.
Oh, they my God. Do you know that Kamala, the Ugandan giant, wasn't even named Kamala?
No.
Is he from Uganda, though?
Very much no.
Uganda, Illinois.
Yeah, his name is James Harris from Oxford, Mississippi. From Mississippi.
Do you know Razor Ramon is not Cuban, people? Yeah. Scott Hall.
What? But it's a sport, right?
That'd be a great bit. I'd love to know. Like, I don't know any of these wrestlers. Like, the real identity of these people?
Brock Lesnar was Brock Lesnar. Obviously is Brock Lesnar.
You see his daughter competing yesterday? She should have gotten a stock up. Over the weekend, she's a shot putter.
Yeah, his daughter is, she looks awesome. She, apparently, she's really good.
Did you know Mr. Fuji's really Norwegian? Wait, if you tell me Rowdy Roddy Piper is not Irish.
His parents didn't name him Rowdy? Get out. Okay,
actually,
that's
he's
your
Canadian.
Stock up, stock down.
Also, Bret Hart.
I was going to say, his Bret middle Hart. Name's not The Hitman.
No, Shawn Michaels. He is Bret Hart, though.
That's true.
And Shawn Michaels is also, I believe, Shawn Michaels.
The Great Khali.
Right, it's funny. I thought Drew McIntyre is a normal enough name that could have been. That's so funny.
the thing is, like, the WWE can then copyright those names.
Yep.
And then when they leave, then they can't use their WWE name, which makes them more or less valuable in the open market, in theory.
That's why Dwayne Johnson really wants to be called Dwayne Johnson.
Exactly.
When he's promoting movies and stuff.
Yeah, he just got his trademark for The Rock literally during the TKO deal, which is why he's now been back.
Mm. Wasn't that show called
You Sick
Young Rock?
Yeah, but that again, he just recently got the trademark for that. Like very recently. And that was a huge sticking point. I think that's why he wasn't around for a long time.
Shut your mouth, you thong wearing fatty.
Was Hulk
a little personal?
Hulk Hogan's name wasn't Hulk.
Bogus headlines. Let's
His name was
away.
Bruce Banner.
This is how Rafael Devers' Sunday began.
Here is Rafi, who skies one deep in the left field. This thing is way back, and it is gone over the red line. It is out of here for Devers, an opposite field homer. It barely got over the red line. Devers launches, and it is 2-0 Red Sox.
Devers,
smile, jabroni,
going deep in a 2-0 win over the Yankees. The Sox feeling good, sweeping their enemies, a game over 500, a half game out of a wild card spot. And then they shipped Devers to San Francisco for veteran righty Jordan Hicks, 23-year-old lefty Kyle Harrison, minor league outfielder James Tibbs III, and a pitching prospect. The Giants also taking on all of Devers' contract, which has roughly $250 million left on it. All of this ending the drama that began when the Red Sox signed Alex Bregman to play third base instead of Devers this winter. Harrison, by the way, was scheduled to start for the Giants at Dodger Stadium on Sunday Night Baseball. Five relievers combined to lose that one 5-4. Andy Pages hit a go-ahead three-run homer bottom five for L.A. Post-game, the Dodgers announced that Shohei Ohtani will be their opener for tonight's visit from the Padres. Uh-oh. It'll be Ohtani the pitcher's first start since elbow surgery 21 months ago.
That's what's in.
A big NBA deal yesterday as well. The Magic going all in on Desmond Bain, sending Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, four unprotected first rounders, and a pick swap to Memphis. Bain brings scoring and three-point shooting that Orlando does not have.
Oh, Orlando Magic.
The Gold Cup began yesterday for U.S. men's soccer in San Jose against Trinidad and Tobago.
Running at Jones. Diego Luna got him on ice skates. Luna deflected shot. It's a goal. We'll see if Luna gets credit or not. Did it come off Ajimong one way or the other? 3-0 United States late in the half.
John Strong on FS1.
Finally.
Take that, Pulisic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally get a win.
They played again. Trinidad and Tobago, 5-0 was
the
final
captain
in San Jose. That's
two teams.
Naps their four-match losing streak, their longest since 2007.
Nicely done.
I'll need some help from Manny Vroom Vroom here. Shane Van Gisbergen?
That's right.
Won the NASCAR Cup Series race in Mexico City yesterday.
The Viva Mexico 250 from El Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez.
Won by a guy named Shane Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, Daniel Suarez did not have a spectacular showing. Finished 20th.
Oh, I should have put this in my stock up, stock down. Did you guys see what happened with Ryan Blaney at this? Where was it again?
El Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez.
Exactly.
So cool he does that.
Apparently Ryan Blaney got a little of the Montezuma's revenge. During the race.
Ruh-roh.
That's bad.
Too many chilaquiles.
I was going to say, yet also very relatable. I have no idea what it's like to drive 250 miles an hour, but I think we've all understand where he was coming from. Right. But meanwhile, he was fine.
He also ate unlabeled peppers.
That was the least of my problems when I ate the habanero.
Ah, okay. Angel Reese, 11
burned
points.
Burned all the taste buds off my tongue.
13 rebounds and 11 assists in the Sky's 78-66 win in Connecticut. Only Caitlin Clark has recorded a triple-double at a younger age in WNBA history. Reese is 23 years and 40 days old. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thanks so much. Coming up, the keys to tonight for both the Thunder and the Pacers. Rick Carlisle defending one of the NBA's most notorious referees. We'll get into that next. It's Maggie and Perloff.
Hey!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
One question. How dare you? You know that I don't like this song. I'm the only person in America who wishes Journey really would have sat this one out. But they are from the Bay Area, and so today we're doing the four sports gods from the Bay Area, Pearl. So I guess it's Journey.
Feels more like a Detroit song in a sense, because they do mention Detroit, but okay.
Well, it's now more of a New Jersey thing. I think,
but
if you
also do, if you're doing bands from the Bay Area, I mean.
Got some other options.
You got some other pretty famous options. I don't know if Journey would jump to mind, but I like that song.
I know, it's controversial.
Last week was the last episode of
also from San Francisco. That better? Papa Roach?
Well, I mean,
you didn't play the Grateful Dead, which is the most obvious
Metallica.
One. And Metallica, yes.
Yeah. Metallica, because they're big Giants fans, right?
Well, he's also Manny.
Lots of bands.
Manny just learned who Sly Stone was. Was he from San Francisco? Was he from Oakland? Sly Stone.
I just actually watched a documentary on him. He moved to L.A. and sort of became a hermit. Okay. But, you know, he might have been. He easily could have been there. Wait, how did we get on this? Last week, by the way, was the anniversary of the last episode of The Sopranos where they played Don't Stop Believin'. I know you did not like that scene, but you did not like the song.
No, I don't like the song. The scene is fine. Like,
do you think
leave
he died?
People on a cliffhanger. I thought Tony did die, but then they did a movie or what? Oh, the movie was,
it was a prequel.
I don't know. He popped up on some type of Knicks recruiting LeBron James video that we all found out later.
Oh, yeah, that.
He and Carmella are hiding out.
I watched all these documentaries on that. And apparently, David Chase wanted to do Don't Stop Believin', and everyone in the room is like, that song stinks. Don't do that.
Thank you.
But then it became one of the most iconic scenes in television history. And that song is cool.
I guess he kind of won that.
Kind of like Sweet Caroline or Take Me Home Country Road. It's one of those iconic American songs.
It's the anthem for the San Francisco Giants dynasty of the 2010s.
Don't Stop Believin'.
Maggie missed the...
They're playing it at every, like, after every game. They were playing it during the parade. Like,
you missed a key Maggie and Perloff music moment on Friday. I think you probably saw it on social.
I did. Are you talking about Peter Schwartz?
Yeah.
Why do you sound so solemn?
Maybe you haven't listened to it yet.
I love that song.
I saw Peter was singing on Friday because Bogish was sitting in for me, and then Peter was doing updates.
I'd say singing is a strong word for whatever went down.
I was here the day that he sang the Macarena.
Yeah. Do you know what song he sang?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy. I think we need to play.
It wasn't Baby Got Back or something, was it?
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in L.A.
Oh, God.
And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee.
I love that song.
Here's Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene.
Kind of a boring
guy. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl.
Pico de Goyo.
Dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels. God. It's
okay, I've got it.
Yeah.
Chapel Schwartz.
Mand P.
Mm.
Peter Schwartz doing Pink Pony Club is the worst idea we ever had.
I'm so glad I wasn't here for that, but thank you for making me relive it. Never not wanted to be on my own show, but that did it.
Yeah, we were sitting here and Pink Pony Club came up as a topic. Schwartz opens his mic out of nowhere and goes, I love that song. I was like, okay. Anyone who doesn't see him on camera, how tall is he? 6'4", 300?
Oh, yeah.
Huge guy.
Yep.
Looks like a retired lineman.
Yeah, I think he would have a great time in the Pink Pony Club. I don't know. I don't know what that meant. But he said he loved the song, which I think we all like.
Pink Pony Club. Pink.
Okay, got it.
How did we get? Oh, Don't Stop Believing. Great, man. See what you did?
I'm not a fan of either.
Two thumbs up.
You're not a fan of the song Pink Pony?
No, I am.
Just Schwartz singing.
Just Schwartz's rendition. I'm not a fan of. Why don't we get to tonight? Because a big storyline, Game 5, NBA Finals, a finals nobody thought, I don't believe, would get to be this interesting. Everyone wanted to clown this finals and dunk on the finals and say it's two small markets and who cares. Well, this has turned into an awesome series.
Mm.
Tied up.
If an awesome series happens in the woods and falls, and no one is there to see it, does it count?
I don't think this is like that. I think people have been watching this series.
Oh, not American viewers, but yes.
Who, Uzbekistan? Like,
no, I mean, saying,
where
like,
are they watching
it? Well, they famously wrote low ratings. It is an awesome series, but you can't ignore the fact that there's something missing. And know what I think it is. You mentioned dunk on the series. Nobody can dunk in this damn series. It's a mid-range, masterful game. That's what the series has been. It's not my style of hoops.
The games have been close. It's been dramatic. And
it's strategic. It's great. I agree.
Phenomenal basketball in a lot of ways. So here was Rick Carlisle. This is after game 4, where Pacers lose. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting to the line, what was it, 6 times in the last 5 minutes, something like that. And so Carlisle was asked about Scott Foster, who, if we're all on a first and last name basis with a referee in the NBA, obviously they're very controversial. So here is Carlisle defending Scott Foster, even though most of the calls went against the Pacers in game 4.
I think it's awful some of the things I've seen about the officiating. And Scott Foster in particular. I've known Scott Foster for 30 years. He's a great official. He's done a great job in these playoffs. We've had him a lot of times. The ridiculous scrutiny that's being thrown out there is terrible and unfair and unjust and stupid.
Okay, so obviously Rick Carlisle is the head of the NBA Coaches Association, so I do think he has to do a little politics here. He might actually think this, I don't know, but he does have to do a little politics because it's very important that people believe the officiating's, you know, straight up in a game where officiating matters as much as it does in the NBA.
Well, I'm not sure people are accusing Scott Foster of being corrupt like Tim Donaghy or anything, although they're...
Well, that's the thing. If you pull the thread back on Scott Foster, there is a connection between him and Tim Donaghy. There were over 100 phone calls that were made between him and Tim Donaghy at the height of that scandal, lasting for under 2 minutes. Now, to be fair to Scott Foster, the NBA looked into it, the FBI looked into it, and the NBA hired an outside law firm to look into it, and they all three bodies cleared Scott Foster of any wrongdoing.
Now, yeah, but I mean, he's also, what is his nickname, the extender?
That Bill Simmons gave him.
Right, not that he's throwing games for mobsters, that the NBA kind of pushes their refs to make series more interesting.
Whether it's not really straight corruption.
But the real thing is Scott Foster calls more fouls than anyone in the NBA, which favors the Thunder, even though the free throws were almost even in this game. So what happens, and to me, the key to the series is the foul shots slow the game down, and the Pacers needed to make it a super big track meet. So if you call more fouls, they can't get out and run, and it saves the Thunder energy. So that's why I think Foster gives the Thunder a big advantage. And a lot of the call, you're right, it did seem like every call went the Thunder way, but it really was, they called it pretty tight, which favors the Thunder. So I think that's big. But a lot of people think Carlisle did that because Foster's probably doing game seven. They haven't announced it yet, but it's most likely he's doing game seven and wants to butter up Scott Foster.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be smart to take him out right now because you might see him again. As far as tonight, probably not a lot of referees you've heard of unless you're really deep into this.
John Goble. Is my man Ed Malloy there?
No. John Goble, Mark Davis, James Williams with Ben Taylor as your alternate.
John Goble or Jason Goble?
John. What it says here on the NBA website. Okay.
What's the, is it Terry Cousins? What's the other big, who's the other crew chief that we see a lot? So there, guy.
Tony Brothers.
Tony Brothers, not Terry Cousins. Yeah, Tony Brothers.
That was a weird.
Tony Brothers.
Perry Sisters.
Yeah. Terry, that's funny, yeah. And then Eddie Malloy gets a lot of final games. Who else are like the, but Foster's the one, right? That's the name, that's the current NBA official that everyone knows.
Yeah,
I think it was a big deal. I think they're having trouble because they decided in this playoffs they're not going to call it like the regular season. Things are more physical and people are confused.
Yeah, and I think both of these teams kind of employ a similar strategy, which is we're going to basically foul you all the time and see if you call it. So I, in some ways, I don't envy the referees at all because it's a really tough series to call.
And you have that idea that SGA is foul baiting, so you don't want to play into that either. So they haven't really been putting him to the line until the end of the game, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and it's just when Nembhard fouls out, it's just a completely different game then for the Pacers. But anyway, we get game five tonight, so that's exciting. And we got to go. Sorry we never got to you guys on the phones. Keep it coming. Keep calling tomorrow. The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff moves to the city of Miami. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, the interns in the house. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.